This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, 7 after. I hesitate to start the same way that I usually do because I'm liable to be held in contempt here because my colleagues are making fun of me and how I present this program as it gets started every week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is the official overview.
Have you noticed, if you look back at all of the recordings of this show for the past 30 years...
How can you look back at a recording?
I don't know. I'm mixing my metaphors and my senses.
Are.
But
yes.
You'll notice that you're laughing at the beginning of this show 80-90% of the time. Now, why do you think that is?
I'm chuckling because you and I have such a wonderful rapport. I enjoy the conversation that we have each week. Mm-hmm. It's sort of an island. As the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an island, our relationship up on a, not on a pedestal, but on an island.
The show should start 5 minutes earlier than it does.
Oh,
so
okay.
People can hear the pre-show.
Yeah, right, exactly. You taking shots at me, thanks very much.
Wow, we're just kidding with you. We tease Doug a little bit here. Yes, here at the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Like, yes. It's such a place. Don't you love that?
Here at... Right. Here we are in the ethos, in the atmosphere, taking all the oxygen out of the room, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So we have the charts for this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have a number of things that, if you'll pardon the pun, do take the oxygen out of the room, including the number 10 item this week on the story list.
Oh, boy, what a disturbing story, I guess is the word. And that's the missing submersible, the Titanic thing, a real-life reality show, and it didn't
but you know,
happily.
What one of the things under the circumstances, it takes us off of the wheel of politics. How there's no political angle, or has somebody found a political angle to this? I haven't seen it yet or heard it, but somebody could have come up with a political angle to this. It just seems like one of those tragic things that captures everybody's attention. And then when you see the debris that's found on the ocean floor, hundreds of miles from the coast, and what these people went through, or actually what they didn't, because they were dead instantly. The thing collapsed on itself, and that was the end of them.
They probably took off, obviously.
Yeah, right.
The
faster
of of slowly losing their life support, and knowing what awaited them. But you bring up an interesting question about the kind of story that takes us off the left-right politics.
Off the grid, yeah.
There will be an investigation, there already is, as to why this happened. And, there's this whole field of tourism, where it's dangerous tourism. Where you're going on a
rocket ship. Who the hell?
Yeah, rocket ship, a submersible.
Yeah.
Trips to Antarctica. There's all kinds of stuff out there that's for the adventurous and for the wealthy adventurous. These are usually you pay a lot of money for the
250 grand for this ride.
To risk your life. But I was being interviewed the other day about this topic with a talk show host on the air, and we talked about the history of these things. That they're always. Seems to be every year one or two of these type of adventure stories. Mm-hmm. Miners being trapped in a mine, a kid being stuck at the bottom of a well, an airplane landing without its landing gear. And sometimes they make movies out of it. Remember Apollo 13, how the world was on the edge of its collective seat.
Great movie.
And it actually was based on a real story.
Yeah.
Apollo 13, obviously,
exactly.
It's a great movie. A lot of times we learn about these things by the movie that's made, as opposed to when it really happens.
Often.
Even Woodstock, when it happened, was a disaster story. Mm-hmm. When it was actually happening in real time. All those kids up in,
Well, that led to Kent State and that sort of thing as well.
It's an interesting aspect of the news. The Russia-Ukraine war is at number 9. Discussion about Supreme Court ethics is number 8. U.S.-China relations at 7. Number 6, McCarthy and the hardliners are battling with each other. He's got his hands full with his own party. Biden's impeachment, whatever that's worth, at number 5, that's going to be a blip on the screen. The House and its involvement in censuring Schiff at number 4, another bit of BS. At number 3, the 2024 presidential race, which we're going to be with for a long time. At number 2, the Hunter Biden plea deal. And number 1, Trump's legal issues. On the people survey, we have Vladimir Putin at 10. At number 9, Justice Samuel Alito. Xi Jinping is at 8. Number 7, Lauren Boebert, controversial congresswoman who's involved in this impeachment thing. Adam Schiff is at 6. Kevin McCarthy at 5. Hunter Biden at 4. Number 3 is Jack Smith. Number 2 is Donald Trump. Number 1 is Joe Biden. And it's been another wacky week in the world.
Back to the Titan sub and the passengers and how sad it is under the circumstances. The people who run this company have already been sued for like $250 million or something else that happened. This thing... The thing that I find strange, the folks at OceanGate have said this particular machine has been down many times. So what was there about it this time that made it collapse? When it's been down, it has gone to see that there's a hole. This company is all based on the Titanic and sending people down to look at the wreck. It's 2.5 miles below the surface of the water. So what, you know... You can't see anything without the lights on. It's not like you can, you know, you're looking around. Once you go down to about 400 feet, everything's dark. Yeah. So the ride down, and they don't have really, there's one little portal that they have on that thing, according to what I saw anyway.
Well, you can't have too many windows because the pressure that it faces would obviously implode it anyway.
Right.
2.5 miles under the ocean is gigantic. It takes a couple of hours just to get down there. They can't just go straight down. They have to ease their way down.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Obviously, it's very dangerous. I'm sure people sign disclaimers and waivers and things.
Oh, sure.
You know,
if you die, don't come after us. Yeah.
But I don't know. Would you go on such a voyage?
No, I don't. I don't like. I was slated to go into the subsurface because that was in my family, and I'm just happy I didn't when I was going to go into the Navy. I'm not a, I don't, I'm claustrophobic, kind of. I mean, it's all a mental thing, claustrophobic.
Well, yeah, but claustrophobic.
This is a small little tank going down there. I'd rather be in a capsule going up than in a capsule going down, frankly. What about you? Mm.
I do not like the idea of being in a cave. In any kind of situation where you're in a tunnel, where you're in an enclosed vehicle, in a dangerous situation. Even as a kid, I, you know, sometimes kids were, let's climb in that water, tunnel, and things of that nature. I never would do that. And I'm always amazed when I see, you know, on these documentaries, people exploring caves, and they sometimes have to get smaller people to be able to go into the real tight places and, oh, I don't know if I could handle that.
I don't know. Wasn't it with you? Didn't we go into, when we were in Israel, one of the trips, didn't we go into a place with stalactites and stalagmites?
We went into King David's tombs or caves. We went under the city of Jerusalem. You and I went through a situation that was borderline of what what I would feel comfortable
with. I thought
with.
I remember that. Yeah, me too.
Didn't
I say, why are we doing this? I kept that thing.
We weren't happy about it.
No.
And I hadn't thought about it since then.
Till now.
But you know, and do you remember those water dripping? And
yeah, that's what I'm saying then. What comes next? In the water, the stalagmites, or whatever the ones that
I've got to go. I've got to go and Google this and see what it was that, because I sublimated it. It's been a number of years since you and I did that, but you and I were crawling through, basically crawling through tight spaces deep under the city of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I mean, there were like catwalks and it's all a blur to me, Doug. That is so strange. I forgot we did that.
I'm remembering when we came out from underneath the city and we looked across, we could throw a stone over onto the Mount of Olives on the other side. You remember that? We actually came out to see daylight. It was, I blamed you because I think you tried to talk, you talked me into going. I said,
It was one of those lifetime experience. How could you not do it, you know?
Right, exactly.
And, that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. But I mean, when they're exploring places that haven't been explored, and they're looking for bones from early, you know, humans.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I just read something recently about that where they had to hire women of a certain size to get them into these caves where they're trying to find a new species of humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine what it would feel like if you're suddenly stuck and you can't get out, and that's it.
Not fun.
No.
All right, here's something else to think about as we are wandering in our minds as to finding a better place. That's the worst place. We're going to a better place. Okay, so I'm going to send you in a better place when it comes to healthy weight loss. There is no better place than the halls of Calotren. Calotren. The information all over their website from people all over the world, frankly, who have gone on to this program, used this product for healthy weight loss, because it's a certified, genuinely, no drugs, no anything bad. It's the FDA has approved what they're all about. It's tested for quality and purity every single day. So for men and women and people trying to lose weight, go to toploss.com and enjoy the results you get from taking all natural Calotren. Check out, use the code Doug, and you get extra special benefits like free shipping. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calotren. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calotren is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calotren.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And change after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through the numbers, some of the ancillary stories. At number seven on the people list is Lauren Boebert, who is a congresswoman. And it used to be that she and our pal Marjorie Taylor Greene were friends. However, this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene called Lauren Boebert a little bitch on the House floor.
Nice. Did you see the video of the two of them going at it?
I think it would be a good wrestling match. How about we put them in a cage?
They had a fight. They were fighting, not physical fight, but the arms were pointing. Right. And the speaker, whoever was running the session, was trying to get them to shut up. Would you please sit down or get out or go to the back of the room? I've donated to you.
I've defended you, but you've been nothing but a little to me. And you copied my articles of impeachment after I asked you to co-sponsor them. Okay, Marjorie, we're through, she said. And then they kept going on with their accusations back and forth with each other. I'm sure it was... I didn't see the video. But then afterwards, Ms. Boebert made it clear. She said, I want to make sure everybody understands Marjorie is not my enemy. I came here to protect her and our prosperity. Right.
Yeah.
And to get rid of those Democrats who are destroying our country.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Let's turn it all over to congresspersons such as them.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we pay a lot of attention because it's great fodder for conversation, frankly. You look at the Hunter Biden plea deal, which is number two this week, and I think most of us can agree, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, Democrats weren't so out there as the Republicans were. But that's when you get right down to brass tacks and pointing fingers of guilt and how people are treated, that guy is obviously the son of the president, and the president made sure that his son and son, I mean, I can't see it any other way. Do you? What a sweet ideal. Well, Hunter Biden, pled out for all the things that he's been charged with. Instead of, there's no trial. I don't want to be embarrassing my father. I think that's what was going on behind the scenes, where his father said, "You can't embarrass me, so make a deal."
Right.
And
it's the son, it's his son. Yeah. It's not Biden himself. It's his son. But the point is, they're all scoundrels.
Yeah.
And they're scoundrels to a different degree. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of "but what aboutism" going on. Well, what about this? Well, how about that? Well, two wrongs, three wrongs, four wrongs. How many wrongs make a right? I cover all this in my work. These charts are charts of what's being talked about in this format. These are not necessarily the most important stories of all time. These are what people are talking about. But I'll be very honest with you. Personally, I think much of this is crap.
You know what? I'm looking at some of the things, thinking back on some of the things that both Boebert and Green have said, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. I remember once, I think that she's made statements about Muslims for sure, but she also said the fires in California were started by a space laser.
Yeah, a Jewish space laser.
So. Right, 28 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it is monitoring the situation in Russia after the country accused the head of the Wagner mercenary group of inciting an armed mutiny. The country's National Anti-Terrorism Committee opened a criminal case against the mercenary boss just hours after Yevgeny Prigozhin criticized Russia for lying about the war in Ukraine. On Friday, he claimed a huge number of his troops fighting in Ukraine were killed by Russian forces and threatened to start a rebellion. Wagner mercenary forces have been reported near the Russian city of Rostov. Russian officials are demanding a halt to Prigozhin's actions and say they are taking all necessary measures to respond. New York City is requiring hospitals and healthcare facilities to make the prices of procedures public. City Council members unanimously approved the measure, first introduced by Councilwoman Julie Menin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, I want my maple. Maybe I should start this half hour with that. How many of us remember that great slogan, 34 and change half the hour? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and his staff every week go through what's going on at the important programs, radio stations. What's it all about? And this week, we have the usual potpourri of things. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, because you're usually very, very good at assessing things like the NBA draft, which has been held, and there are a lot of surprises, including the signing of people whose names nobody can pronounce, like Victor, how do we do this? Wembanyama? Wembanyama, I think. Is that it?
I don't know. I try not to waste tongue energy.
Good for you, Michael. This kid's 19 years old. He's 7'4". He's from France. Apparently, he's played over there. So I don't know. I just see all this stuff becomes. But this week, I am lost. I'm trying to Google it as we're speaking. The Saudis got involved in something beside the PGA. And I went off on a toot on it, and I'll be doggone if I can remember what it was that they have plied their interest in now to kind of corrupt yet another American sport. And what it all, you know, they're in league with the Chinese, and here we are, we're all, you know, the American presidents all to the person, pat the Saudis on the back, what wonderful people they are. Meanwhile, they're killing journalists. They kill women who look at them cross-eyed. They're making deals with the Chinese communists. And yet, this is my friend, the crown prince fart. Excuse me, did I just say that? Anyway,
you said a dirty word.
Uh-oh. No, I don't think that's dirty. You can say that in the air now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So anyway,
the point is that if you look at our relationships and our involvements, there's a tremendous amount of corruption and inconsistency and hypocrisy and politics. Mm-hmm. And politics is rooted in greed. Most of these things have to do with money. You know, you say that the Saudis are corrupting American sports. Well, maybe American sports are already corruptible. I just think we replace one scandal with another before the first one's resolved. If you look back,
so have we resolved the Anheuser-Busch business with Dylan Mulvaney? Has that been resolved? Apparently, according to Garth Brooks, it has been, because he's going to serve Bud Light at his new Nashville bar, and people are saying, "No, how can you?" And he had something to say. He said, quote, "If you're an a-hole, there are plenty of other places to go to drink whatever you want to drink.
In a way, he's banking on short-term memory, you know, syndrome. People aren't going to remember who this Dylan, whatever the hell her name is. A really talented performance artist, in my opinion, and not a true representative of any type of a social movement in terms of sexual and gender identity. It's just a, in my opinion, just a really funny actor who's thumbing his nose at everything. But how do I know? That's just my impression. But as far as Garth Brooks is concerned, no one's going to remember why Bud Light was in the controversial spotlight 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now. No one's going to remember what it
cost him a lot of money in stock value in one day, though.
Well, like and as you know, it's all paper. The value comes back.
Yep. All right, number four on our story list, focusing on House censures, Nancy Pelosi has referred to House Republicans in the collective this week. They are miserable because of the action they took to censure Adam Schiff. She's referred to them in many different ways. She got up on the House floor, said that the Republicans had turned Congress into a puppet show. Mm-hmm. And the puppeteer is Donald Trump. Right, you look miserable. Right? Instead of you look gorgeous, you look...
You're right. Yeah, it's turned into a puppet show.
Right, exactly. She was a great puppeteer herself when she was there.
Oh, one of the great puppeteers.
Yes.
I guess you've really got to be a clever devil to successfully be the House Speaker. Mm-hmm. That's a tough job.
It is. I wasn't sure about him, and I didn't really much care on all the hoopla was going on, but I think he's done a pretty good job of trying to bring people together. At least he seems to be bringing. Outwardly, doesn't it look like, or am I being kidded?
He's trying to bring people together because that's the job.
Yeah.
That's the job. But, no, I have nothing but disdain for all of the leadership on both sides. I'm way past the point of going, well, you know, she's doing a good job. They're all disgusting to me. I'm being honest. I find them to be corrupted, warped, hateful, dishonest people.
All right, so then let's turn to one of our brethren here for your thoughts on what Mark Walters is going through. He was the founder, or I guess I should use the present, or I'm not sure whether he's the president of the past, Armed America Radio. He has filed a defamation lawsuit against OpenAI, claiming that they used his voice and some other stuff against him. I think this is the first defamation complaint against this. This is a company that a lot of radio folks are using, ChatGPT. I think that's what the name of it is.
Something like that.
So where are these things? How many are we going to see?
I think the topic that you're bringing up is interesting in as much as we're now entering a field of intellectual property, rights, you know, copyrights, who owns what, royalties, all of this is stuff that's going to be hashed out on the legal front in the coming days, weeks, months, and years due to the ascent of artificial intelligence.
Mm. Do you think it will replace our voices on talk radio?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we have no...
I mean, stop right now then, right? Just as when you record your voice, you're replacing your voice on talk radio with a representation of your voice that's technologically produced.
Yeah, but I'm in charge of my voice when I do that.
You might replace your voice yourself. You might reach the point where you get old man voice. You know, where you wake up one morning and you sound like an old man. You go, what the hell happened? And then you'll go back to the info banks and you'll recreate your own voice and you'll play it on a keyboard. And we have to understand the difference between technology and art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the first cavemen were painting pictures on the walls of the caves and somebody invented a paintbrush, they were doing it with their fingers. There was a big outrage among the cave artists going, that's not art. You're using a brush. That's technology. That's a tool. That's not fair. Art can only be created with your fingers. And it's always been that way. It takes great art to be able to use AI in a way that rises it up to just, you know, being like when Cinerama first came out, they had, you go to the movies and you'd be on a roller coaster.
Oh, it was great. I love
it. Or stereo. Stereo was first demonstrated as a ping pong match.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, the artists learn how to use the new technology. So do I think that artificial voices and images and all that are going to replace? Yeah, definitely. But they still will be art. And we have to work our way
inspiring
through.
Inspiring art?
It'll be, of course it'll be inspiring. It's the computer cannot do anything that a person hasn't taught it to do. The paintbrush cannot paint a swath of paint that doesn't originate in the artist's brain. So now you've got better tools with which to work. But the tools are not going to, by themselves, come up with any insights, with any message. You can use the tools to scam people. You can use the tools to create bad messages. But the tools are just tools. And this is something that I guess it's hard to wrap our brains around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about artificial intelligence taking jobs from DJs. There are no DJs anymore.
No, and, I'm not talk hosts, though.
Well, most of the talk hosts, and I love them dearly, and I think that this is the greatest bellwether of American public opinion in the media, and I think that talk radio is a support system for the First Amendment. I believe all of that. But that being said, for me to have any credibility whatsoever and have the kind of longevity I've had as an opinion maker or opinion reflector in this business is that 99% of what you hear on the radio are people doing talking points.
Right. That one
they're using their own voices.
Yeah.
They're not saying anything original.
You know, it's interesting. I talked about that earlier today, and I don't know if I gave Mark Levin too much credit or not, but much of what is used on the right-wing talk radio programs is stuff that he generates through his 501c3 research. And I remember Limbaugh used to actually give him credit. The two of them would spend an hour or so a day on the phone with each other talking about how to approach various issues. And I thought that was kind of an interesting reality, and it brought to mind, although Limbaugh is good at cleverly hiding like speech, but some of the people that are doing it are not that clever, and therefore it sounds like the same thing. I read a review this week from a fellow that owns a talk radio station who was listening to his own station. He said, wait a minute, what, everything sounds the same on my station. Do I want that? And so I think that's the decision that a lot of, is that what people want to listen to? You know, there's plenty of support for talk radio, the number one format, according to a lot of different research. Listen, before we run out of time, though, I want you to touch on this. Number 8 on the charts this week is the Supreme Court, and the fact that the survey that's come out finds really low levels of trust for the Supreme Court. They'll be finishing their decisions in another week or so. There are a lot of different things, the student loan thing, affirmative action stuff, rights of individuals, ethics and stuff. And so they're going down the same road as politicians because politicians have sent them down that road because everything has become so political. Agree with that statement or not?
Yeah, I totally agree with that statement. I'm not sure it hasn't always been that way. It's just that
really?
There's a tremendous amount of politics associated with the Supreme Court. After all, the Supreme
Court... So what good is it then? I mean, it's not objective, so what the hell
good
is it?
It's only good if the legal profession has ethics and principles that it considers to be more important than politics.
Lawyers?
All of this is only good... Yeah, right. How about the medical profession? Ethics and integrity are part of the recipe for this to work. If we don't have it, then it doesn't work.
48 past the hour on the countdown. On the people list from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 19th to the 23rd, here is the list of the top 10 people associated with the top 10 stories. Number 10, Bad Vlad. Mr. Putin is at 10. Samuel Alito is at number 9. The president of China. I don't even think I want to dignify him anymore by trying to mispronounce his name. He doesn't deserve that as far as I'm concerned. Number 7. Here's another one that doesn't deserve a lot of attention. Lauren Boebert. Adam Schiff, yep, we put him in that category at 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Hunter Biden is 4. Jack Smith in the 3rd position on the people list. Donald Trump is at number 2. And Joe Biden is at 1. So 2 Bidens on the list and, in fact, in the top 5. On that people list from Talkers Magazine. Check it out online at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with our list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine that you can find every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10, all the discussion about the submersible that has gone missing and now all the folks in it are dead. At number 9, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. At number 8, the ethics in the Supreme Court. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the battles in the Republican side of the House with the Speaker. Number 5, suggestion of impeaching Joe Biden. Number 4, the House censures Adam Schiff. Number 3, all those presidential racers, right? Speed racer, 2024 style. Hunter Biden and his plea deal is number 2. and the continuing issues that the president, former President Trump, has. Number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Usually during this slot, Stephen J.J. Wiseman brings us his overview of the legal implications of a lot of the big stories that are on the charts. But because he's on vacation, he's starting the vacation season. What's going on with a lot of people is that also, you are starting your vacations. Either you're planning or you're gone, because now is the time. Just before, a lot of times people like to go early before the 4th of July because they feel there's an onslaught. Things happen. It's a big, bad, wonderful world out there to enjoy. So what I thought I would do here, courtesy of one of the other programs that I do, the American Family Farmer, and our daily food, farm, and family segment on the Good Day program, we've come up with 5 reasons, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that you should never, ever, ever eat soft serve ice cream. All right, this is important. I know a lot of you think it's rich and creamy, and maybe it brings you back to the old days of the Dairy Queen. I know that's what it does for me, dipping it in that raspberry sauce when I was in high school, walk across the street to the Dairy Queen. Well, your favorite summertime treat, if in fact that's it, these days sometimes contains potentially life-threatening bacteria. That's a bummer. Thanks a lot, Doug. So here are the 5 reasons you ought to think twice before you eat soft-serve ice cream. Number one, soft-serve dispensed from a machine, vulnerable to contamination itself, especially if the machines aren't properly cleaned. All right, so that's number one. Number two, the machines are tricky to keep sanitary because of all of the moving parts in them. Oftentimes, I've seen this myself, I don't serve soft serve on my farm. I serve regular, hard, really good quality ice cream. There is grease sometimes in the moving parts, and that gets into the ice cream because they take them out and they clean them and they put them back, but so they work right, you know, they grease them up. Another reason not to go to a soft-serve joint is that the soft-serve mixture itself is easily contaminated. A lot of soft-serve ice cream made with an unpasteurized base. Now, I have no problem with that. There are, in many states, they have ag guidelines. Milk and any product like this soft serve need to be, milk is kept at 33 to 34 degrees, and soft serve is supposed to be at around 29, 30 degrees. The idea is because you want to keep it relatively soft, whereas hard ice cream is kept at about 4 degrees. That's what we do with ours. Sometimes it's kept during the week as low as 40 degrees below. But at any rate, if this soft serve mixture is right on the cusp of freezing, then more likely, because of the high moisture levels, there remains to be a problem. Again, back to the kinds of contaminants, E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, that sort of thing. Another reason that you ought not to eat soft serve is because all the bacteria that are there in all of these things I just mentioned, Salmonella, E. coli, and the like, can make you seriously sick. There are 120 people, you may remember this from about 15 years ago in Ohio, got sick when the soft serve ice cream machine was contaminated with a Staphylococcus, if I pronounce that right, I think it is. It's a staph bacteria. So that's pretty dangerous. And sometimes I think there were three people that almost died. I think one person did, remembering back to that. Okay, so then if you don't eat soft serve, how, you are asking, can I get my soft serve fixed? There are other ways to do that. So don't panic. Soft serve from a soft serve machine might not be the safest option, but there are other ways to satisfy your soft serve cravings, right? You can make your own soft serve. Pretty easy to do. You can take regular ice cream and mix it up, put a little bit of milk in it, a little sugar, some fruit, that kind of stuff. It's kind of like yogurt, in a manner of speaking. And then there are a lot of people who just take ice cream, let it get soft, and put it on strawberry shortcake. How about that? So I'm giving you a couple of reasons to enjoy soft serve, just not out of the machine, just not in the sense, that, in the commercial sense. Make it yourself and enjoy it, okay? A word to the wise from the Food, Farm, and Family Department. Find all that info every week at foodfarmfamily.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. See how everything blends together?
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.